Blog Talk Radio.
Every one of you in the studio on tonight. I am excited about tonight's show. We know what the month of May represents, and I'm gonna touch briefly on this. I'm not sure what direction the Lord is going to lead me in, but I do know that tonight's show, there's a portion of tonight's show where we're going to talk about honoring mothers. Mother's Day is coming up this weekend, and I want to speak to every scenario. You know, I want to speak to the people who have their mother with them and who could pick up the phone and call their mother or drop by their mother's house. I want to speak to you on tonight. I want to speak to the one who mothers are no longer with them. Their mothers have went on to glory, and maybe some of you have been many years, and some of you may be fresh, and you're still struggling. This time of the year causes you to grieve, you know, to feel emotional and kind of feel empty because Mother's Day is coming along, and so much promotion is about mothers, and yours is not here. I want to speak to you on tonight. I want to speak to those who don't know their mother. Maybe you never knew your biological mother, and so you always had this empty space inside of you and just never been able to fulfill it because you feel like something is missing. I pray that the word tonight ministers to you. I want to talk to those who mother is they know who their mothers are. They're aware of their mothers, but maybe their mother is absentee. Maybe she didn't raise you. Maybe she had various things she had to deal with, whether it was addiction or mental illness. For whatever reason, she was just not capable of raising you. We also want to touch bases on the mothers who may not be biological mothers, but they are mothers through marriage. They are godmothers. They are mother-in-laws. They are play mothers. You know, there are aunties who had to raise you like a mother. So we're going to talk to those people as well. So tonight I want to just honor everyone who stepped in, whether biologically or just logically, stepped in to be a mother. Amen. So I am glad to have everyone on tonight. I also want to take some time tonight to give those an opportunity who are listening in the studio. If you're listening in through the internet, you will not be able to participate. You have to be in the studio in order to participate in this second phase of the show. In the second phase of the show, I want to give people an opportunity. If you have a few words, we're just going to take a minute or so, and if you have a few words or have something you want to say specifically to your mother or that mother figure in your life, I'm going to give you that opportunity tonight. Hopefully you won't be shy because we want to give honor where honor is due. Amen. And one of the things about a mother is this. I do not believe that there is a love that comes closer to the agape love shown through God than the love of a mother. Now, I know some of you may be saying, I don't know that love. My mama didn't do that. My mama did this. My mama didn't do this. Or my mama didn't do this. So tonight is not about what the mamas didn't do, but tonight is about the mothers who did. First of all, let's say I was beginning to look, and I wanted to see, well, you know, what defines a mother? What are the characteristics of a mother? You know, what is that? And immediately as I began to do that research and check, immediately I stopped. Why? Because Webster, Google, and nobody else could give the true characteristics of a mother. There are so many definitions and characteristics of a mother. My mother, the characteristics of my mother and what made my mother a good mother is not going to be the same characteristics of a mother and what made your mother a good mother. One mother what's good for one may not be good for the other. Amen. And so as I began to read this list that Dr. Spock and the like came up with to describe what a good mother is, I realized that if I wasn't by their definition, I wouldn't be a good mother. I would not be a good mother, and many of you wouldn't be a good mother because to me it wasn't a realistic list. It wasn't a realistic list of what truly a mother is. It didn't mention the woman who cries at night when their child is sick. It didn't mention the woman who gets up in the middle of the night to rush her child to emergency room. It didn't talk about the woman who stayed up all night because her teenager should have been home at 9 and they don't show up until 12. It didn't mention the sacrifice when you had to make a decision, do your children eat or do you keep electricity on? See, it mentioned none of that kind of stuff. And so for me, I felt like I'm not going to put any those kind of stipulations of what someone else defines as a good mother, because you wouldn't even have enough room to hold or consume what may be considered a good mother. Amen. So what I did agree with is this. A mother is a giver and sustainer of life. Now, I'm going to break that up some, because, see, some people think just because they gave life that that's a representation of mother. But what it says, it didn't say a giver or a sustainer of life. It says a mother is a giver of life and a sustainer of life. So you can't just give life and not sustain it. What do you mean, Coach D? A mother gives life and she nurtures. It's called a mother's instinct. It's natural for a mother, from the time she finds out she's pregnant, it is a natural instinct to begin to want to take care and protect that seed. That's a natural instinct. Everybody that gives birth doesn't have a mother's instinct. Everybody that gives birth does not have a mother's instinct. Some people just don't have it. Some people don't have it because of life, things that happened in their life tragedies that may have caused them to lose that instinct, to lose that ability to love and nurture. And that's what mothers, that's loving, that's a basic thing about mothers. We're nurturers. We love. It's natural for us to want to sacrifice. What do I mean? Who wants to change a messy diaper but a mother? Now, fathers, I'm not taking nothing away from you. Your month is in June. But for May, a mother would change a messy diaper. Who wants to do it? That's love. You cannot not have love for this child or a person and change their messy diaper. You cannot not have love for this child and be up all night long because you're trying to make sure that they're okay. Amen? So we know that a mother not only gives life, but she's a sustainer of life. She sustains. A mother's love is that unconditional and it's eternal. Again, I think it's the closest thing to what we consider as agape love, the love that God shows us. God first and foremost, and I don't know that any of us would ever be able to have that agape type of love that God has for us. But what I do know is this, that a mother's love comes very close. A mother's love is unconditional. It is eternal. A mother could go through so much with a child and still yet love them. Any of you that may be a mother, you could relate to what I'm getting ready to say right now. As a mother, one of the things that I found is that when you begin to have children, you will understand. Those are the one person on this earth that could, if I could use the word with all due respect, that could piss you off and take you all the way to the top of your heat. And at the same time, you will never love another human being as much as you love that child. I mean, we love our husbands. We could love our parents, but that love that a mother has for their child is undeniable. Amen? Undeniable. One of the things I found, and then I'm going to go into another part, but I'm laying the foundation of mothers. You know, I thought, okay, so we know the basis of a mother. She's a giver of life. She's a sustainer of life. A mother is love. We think of a mother as being love. We think of a mother as being a disciplinarian. She disciplines. She corrects. That's part of loving, to correct. When we got to a point where we said you're not supposed to correct your child, you're not supposed to discipline your child, that's when we started having problems. That's when the disrespect. And I found it very strange because when society got to a place where it wanted to change how a mother is supposed to do her job, then I believe what has happened is we begin to see the disrespect. We begin to see the dishonor. We begin to see that there was no reverence, not just to mother, but to God. not just to mother, but to God, because when we stop honoring mothers, we stop honoring God. Think about it. When they change the laws about how to mother your children, they begin to change the laws about how we were going to pray in school. They begin to change. A lot begin to change. Why is that? So it starts with first, let's not honor the parents, and now let's not honor God. Because God was very clear when he gave instructions about parenting. He was very clear. And he told us, there's numerous scriptures within the Bible, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, that tells us. It's clear. Children, obey your parents. Tonight we're talking about mothers. Children, obey your mothers in the Lord. For this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. We all, if you're a believer, you know the Ten Commandments. And that the Ten Commandments were set as an example. It wasn't an option for us to follow the Ten Commandments. It wasn't a suggestion as a believer. It's a commandment. It's a command. I'm commanding you today to follow these commands. And it says that this one is the first one with a promise. What's the promise? The promise is if you honor your father and your mother, that your days on the earth will be long. That you, it's blessings coming with the honor. It's blessings that come with the honor of honoring your mother and father. Now, I'm going to ask a quick question of you all. I am experiencing weather difficulty, so I'm going to keep ministering. Now, there's the chance that because of the storm, we could lose power. And if that happens and all of a sudden everything goes silent, then you understand why. Amen? Because we can lose power because of the storm that's happening here in Texas on tonight. If for some reason I become muffled or you can't understand what I'm saying, you could dial one on your dial pad, or if you have access to me through text messaging, you could send me a text message, and then I could try to adjust my lines accordingly so that you all could hear what I'm saying. I wanted to put that out there as I hear the lightning and the thunder clip through. I just wanted to put that out there to make you aware of what's going on. So if the show goes silent, but I'm believing that God is going to get us through the show on tonight. Amen. So praise God. We're going to get through the show. So as I was saying, is that that God was very serious about parents. He was very serious about children obeying their parents. You know, he was so serious that out of all his commands, and I think the first was to love your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, you know. The second was to love your neighbor. But none of them came with a promise. The first to come with the promise is obeying your parents, obeying your mother and father. And it said again that you will have a long life on the earth, that there's blessings that come with it, there's peace that come with it. And now I can kind of understand why we see the turmoil that's going on in the earth. We see a lot of turmoil, especially with our young people, with our kids, with our teenagers. We see a lot of death. We see a lot of destruction. We're seeing a lot of suicide. We're seeing a lot of things that's going on the earth. And I almost wonder if that has to do with the dishonor that children are now showing, the disrespect, the blatant disrespect that children are showing their parents. You know, could that be why we see such the death on the earth? When you think about inner city, when you think about urban communities, when you think about gangbang, when you think about people getting shot up and stuff, you have to ask yourself, as much as we love these people, because these people are family, you know, they're family members, they're neighbors, they're people we know, friends, whatever, that we're seeing dying early, dying way too soon. And we have to ask ourselves, is this destruction and this death that's coming about? What you have to ask yourself, I wonder, were they honoring their parents? And I don't know that they were honoring their parents, because your life is an example of your honor to your parents. When you're living a productive life, if your parents parent you, if you're living a productive life, that's part of you honoring your parents. If you know, if you out stealing and being slick and being, you know, just living a life of destruction, then are you really honoring your parents? Now, I'm saying that, and as I'm saying that, I'm still could see in my mind that maybe somebody's parents did that. So maybe even though they had a mother and father, they weren't parents. You know, you have to be a parent. And the Word of God tells us that. It tells us, you know, it tells us about being a parent. It tells mothers and fathers not to provoke their kids to anger. It tells us those kind of things. It tells us to be patient. It tells us to be strong. It gives us a roadmap to love. 1 Corinthians 13 gives us a roadmap to love, how we're supposed to love, not just loving our neighbors and everybody else, but as parents. How do we love our children? How do we love our children? You know, if you know 1 Corinthians 13, read it. It'll tell us how we love. It says it's not selfish. It's not envious. It's not boastful. And if you think about a mother, you know, we try to be patient. You know, we try to be kind. You know, I know for me as a parent, I'm not always patient. Sometimes I'm impatient. But because I'm impatient, I don't believe that it makes me a bad mother. I'm practicing patience. And maybe I'm more patient than I think. Because you have to be patient with your children. Even when they get on your last one, you're still patient with them. You're still kind. You know, definitely, a love of a mother is not self-seeking. It can't be self-seeking. I mean, you do have people that are self-seeking, but you can't be self-seeking as a mother. Generally, a mother's love is unselfish. We'll do for our children before we do for ourselves. So that's a selfless type of love, a selfless type of love. You know, yes, we get angry, we get upset, you know, but we should not be easily angered. With some of us too. I mean, I'm not saying perfect, but you know, we're supposed to operate in the scripture in raising our children. And amen. We gotta, you know, we want to do that. Then we want to talk about disciplining. The Word of God talks about disciplining. It says, "Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you strike him with a rod, he will not die. He will not die." Now, if you getting angry to the point where you beating your child and they ended up in the hospital, that's not discipline. That's destruction. And that can't come with love. That comes with you have to be totally angry, so separated from God and from love in that moment to apply that kind of discipline. That goes beyond love. True discipline still comes with love. True discipline is structured. Even if it comes with a spanking, it doesn't get out of control. It doesn't get out of control. And but it's telling us, it speaks of the rod, it speaks of discipline in a kid. It's important that we discipline our children. Why? Because without the discipline, they're gonna run around unruly. So that's part of a mother's job, is the discipline. Ephesians 6 is talking about, do not provoke your children to anger. But bring them up under discipline and instruction of the Lord. Part of our job as being a mother is teaching our children about the Lord, teaching them about God and His instruction. They have to know through us. That's where they learn. That's where they get their foundation. The Word of God is telling us that we bring up a child in the way that they should go. When they're old, they won't depart. When you give them a firm foundation. And that's our responsibility. Is it our responsibility that when they become of age, that to make sure that they're doing it? No. But we're supposed to give them the tools and the resources of everything they need to be all that they were called to be. That's the mother. That's part of the mother's love. Now, tonight, like I said, I'm doing this a little bit different, but what I do want to do on tonight is I'm going to stop for a moment. And I'm going to open the floor. Now, if you don't want to say anything, if you don't want to do a shout-out to your mother, if you don't want to say maybe honor your mother in some kind of way, I'm not giving people a lot of time, but I want to take a moment, if you are listening in live on the studio, where you could take a moment to dial 1 if you want to give an honor to your mother. If, you know, whether your mother is still here with you or your mother's not, but you just want to say something special about your mother. Now, I'm going to start off because I want to honor my mother. Now, I am blessed. I have my mama. My mama is, I'm going to say this and try not to be emotional, but on July the 20th, 1963, this little baby was birthed to this young lady. And she was a teenage mom. And I hope she don't mind me sharing that. But she was a teenage mom, and she gave birth to me. And the words I can remember from the time I could remember anything, I couldn't even probably been walking. I could have been 8 months old, but I could always remember my mama saying this to me. And she used to always say, flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone. And she would call me her precious, precious. And me and my mother, that is my mother. My mother is still with me, praise God. But we have such a connection. It's such a divine connection. So much so that I don't care where I'm at in the world. And I don't care where she's at in the world. If I was going through something, my mother knew. She knew. She would pick up the phone and meet me. And she said, okay, what you going through? I didn't have to call her and tell her. I didn't have to call her and ask her. She just knew that I was going through something. That's how strong our connection is. And until this day, my connection is still my mother. I'm just a little, I'm a baby. You know, they say a mama's baby, or they say a daddy. You know, girls are normally daddy's girls. I'm a mama girl. I'm a mama's girl. I'm my biological mother's only daughter. I'm her oldest child. And I'm not going to say I'm her favorite because I don't want my brothers to get, I don't want them to be hurt. But I love my mother. She is amazing. She's a mighty woman of God. She's a songstress. She, she's supportive. She's loving. She's a disciplinarian, so she will discipline. Don't get it twisted. She gives sound advice, great wisdom. And this is what I'm going to say, and I'm going to try. This is the part. I was a really rebellious child, very rebellious. And I'm sure that we as parents make decisions and choices sometimes that may not be the best for our children because we didn't know no different. But I was a really rebellious child, and I could just remember some of the things that I sent my mother through. And I could imagine that she probably wanted to quit the job. You know, she probably wanted to quit the job of being a mother. But she didn't quit. And that unconditional love stayed there. And I don't care what I went through and what I sent her through and all the challenges and the changes that I was doing, I knew that if I picked up the phone, my mama would be there. And some of the things I got myself involved in, she was always there. And I'm not going to say that it didn't irritate her. I'm not going to say that she didn't have some words of advice for me. But what I will say is that she loved me through it. And some days, even in now, we're talking years later, we're talking many years later. Sometimes I can sit back and think about the things that I've been through, and I just begin to weep because I think about what I had to send my mother through for me to go through it. But I will say this, and I know that she's listening, that that my life now that she sees, and I'm glad that she's here to see it, that my life now is an example of the mother and the nurturing and the sustaining that she did. That those days of praying, staying up all night long wondering if she was going to get a call that I was dead. That those nights that she cried out, that those nights that she wanted to knock my head off, that those nights where she just didn't know what I was going to become and who I was going to be. That she could look now and see that God had a plan. He had a plan throughout the midst of it all. And now she could look at my life and she could say, wow, God worked all things together for her good because she loved him and she was called according to his purpose. And she didn't stop praying and she didn't stop believing and she didn't stop standing in the gap. And this is for somebody, even though I'm giving my testimony tonight, somebody got a wayward child and you just wonder, you ready to give up? You ready to throw your hands up and give up on this child because they done sent you through. It didn't cost you emotional. It didn't cost you tears. It didn't cost you finances. It didn't cost you pain and suffering. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, hold on, baby, because if you got a relationship with God, you're going to have to trust him on this one, and you're going to have to hand that child over to God, and you're going to have to keep praying, and you're going to have to keep fasting, and you're going to have to keep crying before the throne of grace so that situation could be turned around. That situation could be turned around, and it can be turned around because God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could think or ask. Amen. And I'm an example. When you see Coach D, and you think when you're listening to Coach D, and you see my life, and you say, "Ooh, she got it together." And she probably, ain't no telling where she, you know, she probably went here, and she did this, and she got this, and she got that. Ooh, Lord Jesus. I got a testimony. It ain't always been this way. I have not always operated in wisdom. I made a lot of bad choices. But thank God for his grace and his mercy. Amen. And so I just want to say to my mom, who I'm in a different state, you're listening in on tonight, Mama. I love you with all my heart. You are my heartbeat. And I love you, and I honor you, and I appreciate you. And you are an amazing, you've done an amazing job as a mother. And I just want to say thank you for the mother that you've been. Thank you. And I'm glad that God blessed you, even through all the pain and suffering that's been a mom, that God has blessed you exceedingly. And so with that being said, if there are those again listening in, and now let me say this before I go any further. That's my mom. But God was so amazing and so great and so grateful. He not only did he give me my mama, but he gave me a mom. And I'm not sure if she's listening in on tonight. But he gave me my mom, and this is my other mom. I have two moms. God blessed me with two moms. Both of my biological co-parents have been remarried for over 50 years. And so I don't use the term step. I don't use the term play. I have two moms. I have a mama who birthed me, who nurtured me, who sustained me, and I have a mom who supported me, who loved me as her own, who has been there. And so I have been blessed, and I just want to give honor to both of those mothers. I want to just say, because they both seen the growth. They both seen this little girl come up. They both seen this rebellious teenager. They both seen the ugly attitudes and the poor choices, and they both continue to love unconditional. Amen. So, again, if you're listening in on tonight, and you want to give a shout-out to your mother, or maybe it's a mother-like person, it's somebody who was like a mother to you, or maybe it's a grandmother that raised you or poured into you. If that is you on tonight, please feel free to dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have something you would like to say, and we could bring you in. Again, this I want to say a prayer for two things. I want to say a prayer for those whose mothers are no longer with them, who have went on to glory. And then I also want to say a prayer for those who maybe your mother wasn't there. Maybe you never knew your mother, or your mother was never really there for you as a mother for whatever reason. I want to pray for those two things, because in both cases, there's a spirit, you know, there's discomfort In both cases, there may be no peace. You know, you may be sad, especially this time of the year. Your joy may be empty. And I want to just make sure that we pray for each and every one of you that are going through that one this evening. So, again, we're going to take a moment. I told you tonight's show is not long. It's only as long as the people that want to have something to say on tonight. But I definitely want to give honor to mothers. This Sunday is Mother's Day. It's the one time out the year that people, that the world acknowledges mothers. Hopefully those on you that's listening on tonight, if you still have your mothers, you're honoring your mother throughout the year, not just on Mother's Day, your parents, period. But again, if you are on and you want to say something, you may not say something about your mom. You may have a comment or you may have a question. Feel free. Again, dial one on your dial pad and that'll let the team know that you have a question. If not, then we're going to just continue on. I'm going to go ahead. I'm not sure if we have any leaders on the phone, if there's any pastors or ministers on the phone. If so, and you're listening in to tonight's show and you believe that you have a prayer on you for those who are maybe struggling because they've lost their mothers and this is a hard time for them right now, if that is you, then please dial one on your dial pad. I would love to have you pray for those people. If no one, I'm going to give everybody a moment. If you are, if not, then I'm going to go ahead and do a prayer for those who do not have their mothers with them on tonight. So, Father God, we just come before your throne, Lord. Father God, for each and every person that will listen to this broadcast, that is listening in on this broadcast, Father, who have lost their mother, whether it's a physical loss or emotional loss, Father God, I lift them up before you right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I speak your peace that passes all understanding. Father God, we don't know, we know that some loss is due to a physical loss, meaning their mothers are no longer here. And Father God, I pray that you will comfort them, Father, that you will give them peace, that you will, Father God, just minister to their hearts and their minds, Lord, so that this will not be a tough time. Help them to embrace the memory of their mothers, Father God, the memory that will linger on for the rest of their lives, Father, in their hearts and their minds. Father God, for those who may have lost their mothers emotionally or mentally, Father God, I pray for them right now, Lord. Father God, that you would give them a spirit of forgiveness, that you would give them a spirit of forgiveness, Father. Lord, that they would no longer look at what she didn't do or what she is doing that's not right. But, Father God, that they will begin to look at her from a different light, that they will begin to see her beyond her actions, Father God, beyond her faults, Father, and that they will be able to minister to her needs, the need for love, the need to be embraced, the need to be prayed for, the need to be understood, Father God. Whatever the need is, Father God, that you will give them the strength to meet the need, Father God. Father God, for we know we all have sinned and fallen short of your glory, Lord, and we ask for that forgiveness, but we also have to be willing to forgive. And because you have forgiven us, Father God, give us the spirit to forgive our mothers who were not capable and not able to love us and nurture us and sustain us, Lord. So, Father, we just thank you. We know, Father God, that you could do all things. We know, Father God, that you could heal the wounded, Father. We know that you could bring peace to those that are in chaos. We know, Father God, that you could give us the love that we need to give to others, that you have given it to us. So, Father, we just ask these things in Jesus' name, amen. So we just want to believe right now for those who are struggling on this weekend. And again, tonight's show was a short show. It wasn't one of my traditional shows, but I just felt like it was the right show to begin to be able to honor mothers, to begin to acknowledge those in our lives who played a part in nurturing us and supporting us, amen, and sustaining us. Again, a mother may not always just be somebody who's given birth, because there's a lot of people that are mothers who didn't give birth. I've been blessed to be able to not only be a mother to who I birthed, but I'm also a mother to who I did not birth. And so that's been a blessing, because when you could love another woman's child, when you could love another woman's child, it takes a special kind of love to do that. And I'm not patting myself on the back or giving myself honors, because I don't need that. But it takes a special person to be able to love other people's children. I'm talking about to the degree like they're your own. And that's why I give honor to my other mother, because she didn't birth me and she did not have to love me. And to me, as a mother, biological mother, when you have another woman step in and she could love your child as if it's their own, you should take that as a blessing. And so many women are stuck in insecurities, and so many women are got hang-ups and issues and low self-esteem, that when another woman step in and love on their child, they'll get jealous. But instead of getting jealous, I challenge you. If that woman is treating your child good, count it as a blessing. Count it as, because it takes a village to raise a child. So somebody's stepping in and they're being good to your child and they're caring for your child and they're loving on your child and they're willing to do for your child, look at that as a blessing. We see that a lot, especially with extended family. Unfortunately, the spirit of divorce is upon the earth, heavy. And normally what happens is the other parent, let's talk about the father, he moves on, he gets married, and if the biological mother is not careful, she can hinder the father's wife from being able to be a part, a positive part of the child's life. And so I want us as women to take a look at that. If some of you that's listening in on tonight is experiencing that, where you feel like you have a spirit of jealousy, you know, about your ex's new spouse, pray on that. Pray on that, because some mothers won't even let their children go over to their father's house because they don't want the other woman around their children or involved with their children. Now, I'm not talking about just girlfriends coming and going, but I'm talking about if that father has remarried and he has a wife, support that. Be encouraging. Make sure you're training your children to be respectful. Make sure you're training your children. I'm gonna be having the same message in June, because likewise, there are fathers that go through the same thing. They don't want no other man raising their child. And so they'll be angry and bitter and ready to fight. And you can't do this, not allowing the mother's husband to correct the children. And that's not right. So if you are that mother and you are tripping on the other mother, I would challenge you to pray on that and go before the throne and ask God to give you what you need to be supportive. Now, I know there's unique situations where there's some other stuff that's going on that maybe you as a mother and your mother instincts say, I don't feel safe. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about if you're still holding on to old emotions, if you're still holding on to baggage from your ex-relationship that you're not letting go, and because you're not letting that stuff go, you're making it difficult for the father and his new wife to care for your children, then that's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. Well, I want to give my audience one more opportunity before we end this show. If you are listening in and you have a comment, if you want to do a shout out to someone, if you have a question, please dial one on your dial pad. Again, that'll let our team know, and we will bring you in. And you could take a minute to do a shout out to maybe your mother. If not, again, I won't delay this any longer. Okay. All right. Well, I guess everybody is shy on tonight, or either they said what they needed to say on tonight. We hope that you will pick up with us again next Wednesday. Woman to Woman is doing a full series on mothers each Wednesday for the month of May. We will be having different discussions. Last night we spoke about the absentee mother and how to operate in forgiveness. Next week we're speaking about we're honoring mothers because it's right after Mother's Day. We also will be talking about mother figures at one Wednesday of the month. So if you want to follow us on Wednesday, feel free to follow us 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central, and 10 p.m. Eastern. And then pick back up with Processing the Pain on Thursday. I'm not going to do the whole month of May with the mother series. Tonight, again, I just wanted to honor mothers with Mother's Day is coming up. I wanted my mama to know how much her daughter loves her, and I am a reflection of her, and I just wanted to say that. I wanted the world to hear that I love my mama, and I miss her so much because I am in a different state now, but I try to FaceTime her frequently. Amen. And then next week we'll pick up as normal with Processing the Pain, and we'll continue to move forward on whatever the Lord feels like his children need to hear for that particular time. I will be obedient to the Holy Spirit as it moves and what he tells me that we need to talk about on Thursday. So, again, have a great evening. Thank you for tuning in. Know that you are loved and appreciated, and I'll see you all next week.